24 minutes after the hour on the Michael Medved Show. Coming back from Washington, D.C. this morning, I took off out of Reagan National Airport. And it's kind of ironic that a big airport is named after President Reagan, because one of his first triumphs as president was breaking an illegal strike. And it was completely illegal and completely unauthorized. And the president showed he was tough because he ended a strike of air traffic controllers. And one thought that the air traffic control system was sort of made safe by that. Right now, it's facing a different kind of threat. And a friend of this show, Representative Steve Russell of the 5th District of Oklahoma, he's been on the show before trying to safeguard the public's money on the issue of federal funding for sports stadiums. Now you're leading a different kind of fight, and I appreciate you taking time off from the ongoing House session. You're right in the lobby right now. And that's what's going on in the background is the House of Representatives. Representative Russell, talk about why this privatization idea for the air traffic control is a real and very serious problem.
Well, it is serious, Michael, and we appreciate you covering it. Look, we applaud the president's bringing to attention the need for modernization and to highlight the air traffic control system. But, you know, I should point out that this particular privatization vehicle does a couple of very serious things. It removes Title 31 authority from Congress so that they create a private nonprofit corporation that will do all air traffic control. And the problem with that is that by not being any kind of government entity without Title 31, they still want appropriations, which means that there will be no oversight of any kind from government. That creates constitutional issues, because if you're doing regulation, if you're doing fee raising, if you're doing anything that where you're performing government functions without oversight, that runs smack into the Constitution. Bigger problem is this on national security. If you are not a government entity of any kind, there is no requirement for the prohibition of hiring of foreign nationals. There is no oath of office that they have to take, like we see now with our air traffic controllers who handle classified information on a daily basis with our DOD, you know, Department of Defense, military, intel, our investigative services, border security, all of that use our airspace for critical missions. And so to put this in the hands of a non-oversight private entity with no prohibitions of hiring of foreign nationals ought to raise every eyebrow out there, and that's why we're opposing it.
This is not by any means a partisan issue. And by the way, people want to get some background on this situation, which I think anybody who flies, which is everybody in the country at one point or another, should be concerned about this. They should go directly to aviationacrossamerica.org. That's aviationacrossamerica.org, or they can find the banner at michaelmedved.com. Congressman, what's the argument on the other side? What do they claim they're going to achieve by completely restructuring the system?
I think the desire was to move past some of the hiccups that you see with funding in Congress, you know, with the process that we have. But the problem that you get into is if lack of procurement, lack of funding, and the inability to field modern equipment were an indictment to privatize, and why don't we just privatize Department of Defense? Why don't we just privatize national intelligence? There's three areas that we cannot relinquish control of as a nation: our national security, our national intelligence, and of course our national airspace. And if we do, the problem that you run into is think about the problems that you have with Department of Defense, where we've had our black eyes with contractors, or national intelligence, where think Edward Snowden, or think White House leaks, all of these things. All of that has originated from contractors, and that is with Title 31 oversight and with the rules in place. If we put it in the hands of a private corporation with no oversight, We've got serious, serious problems.
Well, and you say that from the perspective of someone who spent much of your career serving our country in uniform. You were an infantryman for 22 years, is that right?
21 and a half, so yeah, just about.
Yeah, and again, the idea that air traffic control, literally lives depend on this every day. My life this morning when I was landing here in Seattle.
Absolutely.
Depends on the air traffic control system. The other thing about it is that system, even today, is pretty remarkable, isn't it? I mean, it works well.
Well, it does. In fact, you'll see comparisons oftentimes talking about Canada and the United States or Europe and the United States. Europe, as busy as it is with London Heathrow and Tempelhof and Germany, all Orly and Paris, they have 35,000 flights a day. Well, by comparison, the United States has 88,000 to 90,000 flights a day.
Wow.
And we handle it, you know, magnificently. When's the last time anyone can think that we had a major crash of a regional or commercial, large commercial airliner? 2009 was the last time a regional jet, when it crashed in Buffalo, New York. But the fact of the matter is we have the safest system in the world. And, you know, they're trying to say that, it's outdated, it's outmoded, it's broken. And anyone that flies, and I soloed last year, I've actually learned how to fly. And anyone that flies would tell you that not only do we have the safest system out there, but what makes America unique, Michael, is that we the people have access to our airspace. Nix 9, if you're in Germany or you're, 90% of the airspace in Europe is owned by the military. But you and I, with the proper, skills and licensing, we have just as much access to that airspace as anyone else, any other American.
And people to need to know more about Congressman Russell's work and about this issue, go to aviationacrossamerica.org. That's aviationacrossamerica.org. Or look for the banner that's up today at michaelmedved.com. Keep up the fight. Get back to work with the House of Representatives, Congressman, and we will be right back on the Medved Show.
Portions of the Michael Medved Show are brought to you in part by Alliance for Aviation Across America. 1-800-955-1776. The Michael Medved Show.